Four followers of accused terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden were convicted in New York yesterday of bombing two U.S. embassies in Africa. A federal jury found the four men guilty of all 302 counts in the 1998 bombings, in which 224 people were killed. A penalty phase starts today for two defendants who could receive the death penalty. The other two face life in prison. Their alleged leader remains in hiding in Afghanistan under the protection of the country's Taliban militia. Jonathan Randall is a former Washington Post reporter and the author of a forthcoming book on Osama bin Laden. Will yesterday's verdicts in New York have any impact on Osama bin Laden?
I don't think any whatsoever. The amazing thing about Osama is that once his people get caught, it's as if they had never existed. That's maktub. It's written. It's fate. That's it.
What do you know about his whereabouts?
What I know about his whereabouts is that he's somewhere in Afghanistan, and he keeps moving around very regularly because he fears that the long arm of the U.S. government would try to grab him.
Now, what motivated him to launch this campaign of terror against the United States?
Most immediately in 1990, when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, he took grave umbrage at the fact that the United States stationed troops in Saudi Arabia. In his reading of Islam, no foreign troops are allowed on what he considers to be holy land. In any case, what really got up his nose was the fact that even after Saddam's army was kicked out of Kuwait in 1991, that American troops remained in Saudi Arabia. That is the proximate cause of his anger. That said, his differences with the United States go way back before that. He has grave differences with the royal family that runs Saudi Arabia. He feels that the United States is the principal support for the royal family, and that is another reason he does not like the United States.
How much support does he have among Muslims worldwide?
Well, I think one has to be very careful, because Professor Huntington of Harvard wrote a book called The Clash of Civilizations, and in which basically he said the coming clash, the biggest possible post-Cold War clash was going to be between the West and Islam. I think that's very dangerous, loose talk. That said, he does represent a visible, if not easily countable, loyalty. He has loyal people all over the Muslim world. Now, it doesn't mean that they necessarily approve of everything that he does, but there are lots of people in the Muslim world who do not like the United States, do not like American policy, do not like the United States' support for Israel, do not like lots of things that we do. And so that there is a minority of people who actively support him, sometimes even financially. There is a larger but difficult to guess estimate number of people who feel in tune with him, but I think it would be entirely wrong to suggest that most Muslims favor the kind of things he is doing. And especially this case can be made vis-a-vis the bombings in East Africa. It should be remembered that more than 95% of the victims were Kenyans. The Kenyans had nothing to do with any argument between Osama bin Laden and the United States government, and they were the people who, in the vast majority, paid with their lives. So that kind of thing went down very, very badly with many Muslims. They couldn't understand what Osama was doing. They felt it was un-Islamic. And as I say, that is why one must be extremely careful before one tars every Muslim with Osama's brush.
Jonathan Randall is a former Washington Post reporter and the author of a forthcoming book on Osama bin Laden.